It's a job seekers market with employers competing to fill roles and pumping up pay packets. Official data released today shows the unemployment rate has fallen to its lowest in nearly a year, and wage increases are up more than economists expected. But there are concerns the tight labour market will add further fuel to inflation. Ane te kaiwi poata a Amy Williams.
The labour market has recovered from the shock of the global pandemic. Unemployment was at 4% in the June quarter, down from 4.7% in the previous 3 months and lower than analysts' forecast of 4.5%. Shannon Barlow is the managing director of Frog Recruitment and says it's good news for job seekers.
Absolutely, it's a job seekers market, and we're starting to see that they're coming into a position where the norm is to have, you know, two or three different opportunities on the table.
But she says employers are finding it challenging to fill vacancies.
Sometimes interviews with recruiters or with the clients or employers themselves will be cancelled last minute. Most of the time it's because they've decided on one of the offers that they've already had come through and secured something.
The number of unemployed people fell by 12.4% in the June quarter, the largest quarterly percentage fall since Stats NZ's household labour force survey began in 1986. The data show the economy gained 28,000 jobs during the 3 months to June, so is it time for a pat on the back? Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says it shows measures like the wage subsidy worked.
I had hoped that we would protect people from the impacts of this one in 100 year economic shock. To see the proof that we have, that benefits people's lives, and I'm proud of it.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson is also happy.
That is a good result. Obviously we're in an economy now where there is a tight labour market, but that is a result of the speed of our recovery, and we're working hard to train more people and to get alongside businesses to bring them in the people that they need.
But Kiwi Bank economist Jared Kerr says a country heading towards full employment comes with its own challenges.
The Hawke's Bay companies were telling me that they're offering Auckland wages, which is obviously quite high for that region, and trying to sell themselves as a better lifestyle choice. So yes, they are offering higher wages, but still struggling to attract the numbers that they need.
He says the job market is tight across sectors and businesses are struggling to expand because they cannot find workers.
At Kiwi Bank, we've found it particularly difficult finding IT workers and some other skilled staff. So there's definitely shortages across the board and across the country.
And inflation pressures are building with an increase in wages, a rapid drop in unemployment, and more people in work. Westpac's acting chief economist, Michael Gordon, says the tight labour market is likely to fuel further inflation.
It's essentially pointing to full employment. It would be harder to maintain a rate like this or lower without seeing a really sustained lift in wage inflation and overall inflation.
The CTU is concerned wages will lag behind inflation, given over 70% of pay increases last year did not match the level of inflation. A change of job could still be anyone's best chance for a pay rise. Shannon Barlow says conducting job interviews in a tight market is like speed dating.
Employers who are able to move quickly are the ones who are winning out, and it really is a race at these times.
Regardless of the challenges, she says low unemployment is good news.